Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. I'm so glad that you've joined me. Today, you'll hear a pre-recorded interview with Ron Gittleman. You'll hear how he came to know the Lord, and just so you know, he's an elder at Simcha Yisrael Congregation in Connecticut. He's also president of the congregation, and you're going to love the music, so stay tuned, and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship.
Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall live in peace. Shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalom, Yerushalayim. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom.
That was a great voice of Jonathan Sattel. Next, a beautiful song from Deborah Kleine and Tourneau. Pour out your spirit. Yes, Lord, we need your spirit more than ever.
Pour out your spirit, Lord, on your people. Pour out your spirit, Lord, on your people. Pour out your spirit, Lord, on your people. Let it rain. Pour out your mercy, Lord.
Shalom, this is Deborah Klein Iantorno.
And Vince Iantorno.
And you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They've been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013 with state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment. They work to determine if they are what you need to get your life back. If you'd like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call today at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester, now located at 749 East Henrietta Road. Check them out online at ucccroc.com. Next, here's Joshua Aaron from his project Cover the Sea. This is called Spirit and the Bride.
Let the one who hears the Savior say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. Behold the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. In Him we will never, never thirst again. Ruach ve'akalah omrim bo. Ruach ve'akalah.
What a beautiful song from Joshua Aaron. Again, that was from his project Cover the Sea, The Spirit and the Bride. Well, next, here is a sponsor, Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. You know, they're helping me stay on the air. And if you are enjoying this program, I could use your help. You know, it's quite a miracle that I've been on the air for 23 and a half years, and it's because of sponsors and donations from people like you. So if you want to help, you can go to bagelsandblessings.com and just click on donate, or you can go directly to PayPal and just send your donations to bagelsandblessings@gmail.com, bagelsandblessings@gmail.com. Thank you so much. And now let's hear all about Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent air, heating, and cooling. 585-889-7840. Okay, raise your hand if you're in the mood for some Paul Wilbur.
Me.
Here's Shouts of Joy and Sing for Joy in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Tents of the righteous of the Lord. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand reigns on high. The Lord's right hand reigns on high. Shouts of joy and victory.
Shalom, this is Paul Wilbur, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you so much for listening to the program today. Stay tuned for an interview with Ron Gittleman. You're going to love it. But for now, how about some cool music from the group Lamb? Yeah, we're going way back.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, let the heavens rejoice. All of you mountaintops, all of you hosts, praise him, you angels above. So let the sun and the moon rejoice, praise him, all radiant stars. For it was he who created you and established you forever and ever. And established you forever and ever.
Of you kings and you peoples rejoice, old men and young men, mothers and maidens, lift up your hands and sing to the Lord. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Heavens rejoice, for the Lord has redeemed his people. Sing and shout hallelujah.
So let the harps and the lyres begin, timbrels and stringed instruments, cymbals and trumpets, let blow your blast. Everything with breath come praise the Lord.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
Awake, O Israel, put off thy slumber, and the truth shall set you free.
Chosen.
That was Awake, O Israel, sung by Elena Watson. The song was written by Merv and Merla Watson, who are pioneers, or shall I say, were pioneers in the Messianic movement. They wrote so many songs back in the early days. And I love where she says, "The truth will set you free." I like what it says in John 8:36. "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Hallelujah. Well, this is Ethel Chadwick. I'm just a nice Jewish girl who loves Yeshua. I've been set free by the truth. And if you're listening to this program and you're not sure if Yeshua is the Messiah, I'll challenge you to read through your Jewish scriptures and look at the evidence. It's all there. Look at Jeremiah 31:31. It talks about a new covenant with the house of Israel. Look at Isaiah 53. It describes a suffering servant who would be wounded for our sins. There are so many more scriptures in the Jewish Bible. I challenge you to look, ask the Lord to show you the truth, and you too can be set free. Well, I just want to remind you that today's program is pre-recorded, but I have bagel coupons and other materials to give away. So if you want to send me an email at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com, let me know that you listened to the program today, or perhaps you just want to make a comment on my Bagels and Blessings Facebook page. But every time you interact with me, it does make you eligible to win something. So come on, y'all. Let me hear from you. Right now, here is my delightful interview with Ron Gittleman. Ron Gittleman, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you. It's an honor to be a part of your show, Ethel.
Well, I'm delighted to find another Jew who found out the truth about Yeshua. So let's start with your early childhood. Did you grow up in a typical Jewish home?
No, I actually... I was born in Colorado, and when I was a year old, my family moved to Fayetteville, Arkansas, and where my dad became a teacher at the University of Arkansas. And so he was more Reform. My mother was conservative, but we settled in North Arkansas and built a life there.
Oh, okay. And did you have any observances at all, in any holidays or anything? Or
we did, and of course, being in North Arkansas in the 60s and 70s, it wasn't easy to observe. So we would have to drive about an hour or so to Fort Smith, Arkansas a lot for our high holiday services. When there were celebrations like Passover, it would be a community event at a local hotel, and they'd bring a rabbi in, usually from Springfield, Missouri, as we didn't have our own congregation and rabbi there. My dad was instrumental with other Jews in the area in developing the Hillel at the University of Arkansas, and that became where I was educated, had Sunday school, learned Hebrew. And so it was kind of an unusual type of background.
So tell me, how did a nice Jewish boy from Arkansas find out about Jesus?
Well, as you can imagine, North Arkansas is in the Bible Belt. And I had friends who were devout Southern Baptists. I like to joke that at the time there, you were either Southern Baptist or heathen. that's the way it was. But one of my best friends was Southern Baptist, and he would share with me the gospel. Things in my life took a drastic turn when I was about 9 years old, when my mother became sick with ovarian cancer. And she died in 1976, just before my 12th birthday. And then a year and a half later, my dad remarried a Gentile woman who became my stepmother and who I adored over the years. And throughout my high school, of course, there were people inviting me to go to their church. And occasionally my dad let me go and go to their high school programs, and at that point I made a commitment to Yeshua, but then it kind of fell away because my dad found out and tried to hinder me. But during that time I got involved with the Reform youth groups in the South. I became involved, got to go to Israel with the National Federation of Temple Youth, and I still keep in touch with some of the people from that trip. And I always felt God had his hand on me. When it was time for college, I went to Louisiana State University. I was in the orchestra there, but although I was majoring in business. And one day on Yom Kippur, it's about 90, 95 degrees, and I was walking back from services being dropped off, and I ran into a fellow cellist of mine. Her name was Anna, and her first response looking at me goes, "Oh, you're Jewish." I was like, "How do you know?" And she says, "Oh, you're wearing a three-piece suit." So that was an indication. And she was really involved in Jewish ministry, and I got to know her. And she would invite me to come to her church, was called Christian Life Fellowship. And she invited me to a concert by Lamb at the church, Joel Chernoff, and I got to meet him. And in November 1982, I recommitted to Yeshua. I was kind of lost, wandering, first year of college. And I said, "Okay, if you're real, you're going to have to show me, because I just can't do this." And from that moment on, I got a peace that surpassed understanding, so to speak. And God directed me in the right directions. There were groups of students. Chi Alpha was one. And I ran into some other people I got to know. And we formed another group that started as a Bible study for 5 or 10 people and eventually blossomed into a group of 100 students. And at last I heard, it's still going on. And it was sponsored by my church, and I really grew there. Then as time came on, Anna introduced me to a man, Bert Robinson, who had a heart for the Jewish people and had a Jewish Bible study at his house. And I got to know him well, and I would go over there weekly, and he would share the gospel, he would teach us. And in, I think it was spring of 1985, I ran into Baruch Goldstein from Jews for Jesus while he was handing out tracts on our campus. I actually sought him out. Someone said to me, "Oh, Jews for Jesus is here." I'm like, where? And I ran across campus and found him. And that summer, I went to a training in Jewish evangelism. In San Francisco. Mitch Glazer headed it up when he was with Jews for Jesus. Graduated college, and lo and behold, my best job offer was in the San Francisco area.
Wow, that was convenient.
Very convenient. So I moved out there, got in touch with Mitch Glazer, became involved in the congregation they had going there, which later became a congregation called Tiferet Israel. After I'd left, Scott Rubin became the leader of the congregation, but I was starting to really build up in my faith, and then I decided to go work for Jews for Jesus full-time. In 1988, I was moved to New York. I worked in the New York branch under Jan Moskowitz and Holly Rabin and Peter Rice for a couple of years, but at the end of 2 years, just wasn't working out, and it really wasn't my calling. So I left Jews for Jesus, stayed in New York, went to a church called One Accord Fellowship down in the Bowery, which was headed by a Jewish believer, Richard Glickstein, and there were several other Jewish believers, Grant Berry, who now heads Reconnecting Ministries. He was there, and I got to know him and become good friends. So it was not a Messianic congregation, but there were a lot of Jewish believers there. So God was directing me in the right direction.
Wow. So your life really did change after you committed. After you recommitted to Yeshua, your life really changed.
It really changed, and it was good. I had good times and bad times. I got married to a Jewish woman who was a member of the church, but things didn't work out. It was a tumultuous marriage. I won't go into it. But at one point, we left New York City. I went to work for Grant Berry in his business as a friend. He needed someone who had an accounting background to come and help him, and I did that for a couple of years. But then he was heading in a different direction. He needed someone who was a CPA. So I ended up finding a job in Connecticut, and my ex-wife and I moved to Connecticut, and we lived in East Haven, which is right near New Haven. And when we found a church, we found a church called Gateway Christian Fellowship, and meeting there was Simchat Yisrael. But at that time, it was called Joy of Israel. And I kind of avoided it. I got really involved in the church. I loved the church. I loved Pastor Brian Simmons. And one night they had a concert with Steve McConnell. And I, being the head of security and ushering for Gateway, was supposed to be a joint venture, so I went. Loved the music. And then afterwards I was sitting talking to a member, and she said, hey, you should come sometime. So going through a divorce, finishing that up, I decided to go and check it out. And I've been there ever since. And that's now 22 years.
Wow. One might say that you were sort of a wandering Jew there for a while.
I was a wandering Jew. I found, you know, I was discipled in the church. I was discipled through church. But there was always someone there keeping me towards Messianic Judaism. And it wasn't until I found Simchat Yisrael that I found a place that I could call home within the Jewish community.
Amazing. Wow. You know, I was wondering, what did your father say when he found out that you were definitely getting involved with Messianic Judaism?
He wasn't happy with it.
Oy vey, oy vey.
When I first told him when I was 16, obviously he had more control, and he did, you know, he kept me from it. He made sure I talked to the rabbi from Little Rock, Arkansas, who I adored. And they kind of convinced me maybe it was the wrong thing. And then when I became a believer again and told him and went with Jews for Jesus, he was upset, but he accepted it. And, you know, we had, and sometimes still do, have a strained relationship. But my family never completely cut me off.
That's
and I
good.
Guess I'm blessed in that way. I have some religious members of my family who are Orthodox or conservative, and we go over there to Chicago, we meet them, we see them, and it's just something we don't talk about a lot, but they see the life we live, and it really makes an impression on them.
What do you say to a Jewish person that says, hey, you're just trying to convert me?
There's nothing to convert from. It's not converting, because converting means you're changing from one thing to another. So, you know, the misnomer we've had over many years is that if you become a believer in Yeshua, you're converting to a whole new religion, you're no longer a Jew, etc. This is a commitment to God. If you read through what Yeshua said and how he taught, everything he taught, everything he did was within a Jewish context. Unfortunately, over the years, many hijacked that for different purposes, and it's become, in some circles, that you can't be Jewish and believe in Jesus. And I tell them, read it for yourself. I'm not trying to convert you. I am a Jew. I was brought up a Jew, and my family and I have made the commitment to lead a Jewish life believing in Yeshua. I have neighbors down, just right down the end of our driveway. We have a long shared drive, and they came over from Israel. The wife is probably more religious than the husband, but they bring over Hanukkah gifts and Purim gifts and things for the holidays, and they've attended both of my two oldest children's bar bat mitzvahs, and they've enjoyed it. They talked to Rabbi Eaton, and they enjoyed the service. They thought it was great. But we're not trying to convert them. We're trying to show them through our life that Yeshua is the Messiah.
Amen, amen, and amen. I know another misconception that many of my Jewish brothers and sisters have is that believers believe in three gods, and they don't see the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit as one entity. And so what do you tell them?
I tell them again, read the Tanakh, what we know as the Old Testament. I've been reading Ezekiel and Jeremiah and Isaiah, and there is so much reference in there to the Spirit. You hear Adonai, and then you hear the Spirit has come over. And as far as the Son, Yeshua said he and the Father are one. So you're not worshiping three gods. Worshiping three gods would be like what the people did back in that time, where they would worship the Baalim, they would worship Molech, they would worship different gods. I worship Adonai, who has the Son Yeshua, and who has the Spirit that comes across the earth and fills us, instills in us knowledge and joy, and helps us through the toughest times. Without that, I wouldn't be where I am. You know, my oldest son, my firstborn, has had huge health issues over the years. And there were times I was like, God, why do you do this? You know, my pride, my joy, my dream. Within hours of birth, he was in surgery, major surgery to correct an esophagus defect that would have trachea and esophagus defect that could have killed him. And I walked around downtown New Haven the night before Thanksgiving. It was in 2003. And I could just feel the Spirit over me, coming over me, saying, he will be all right. And throughout his life, we've prayed for him. He had a feeding tube for many years. We went to the best hospital, Boston Children's, and got excellent care. But the doctor there, a nice Jewish doctor of all things, told us he'd probably have the feeding tube at least to college or through college. He hasn't needed the feeding tube in 3 or 4 years. And she was amazed. And all our doctors have been amazed at just the progress he's made.
My goodness.
Yes, he's small for his size, his age, but he's got one heck of a spirit in him. And he just loves God. And he has no qualms telling people, I'm Jewish and I believe in Yeshua.
Amen. You don't realize how much this ministers to me, because my granddaughter, who is now 14 months old, was born with some issues, and at this moment in time, she has a trach, and she has a feeding tube, and we are trusting God that she won't have either of those for very long. And so just hearing about your son so encourages me.
Yes, I've been following your daughter. Your daughter and Aaron, and her husband Aaron are friends of ours. She attended Simchat for a few years, a couple of years or so, when she was here in Connecticut. We
yes.
saw her before they moved to Rochester, when I kind of picked up on the fact she was pregnant. I somehow have that discernment. But we're praying for Zoe.
Thank you.
You know, Zoe's a real blessing, and I know they've probably heard what we heard from doctors at times. Before Daniel was born, they wanted to do an amniocentesis to decide if he had conditions incompatible with life. And we said no.
Yep, same with Jerry.
God will take care of it.
Amen.
And I wish I could see that doctor and show this soon-to-be 17-year-old is filled with life. It would, you know, his doctor, his pediatrician, has known him from birth, from the day after his surgery when he was just on tubes and everything to today. They're all amazed at his progress, and we know it's because of God,
because
of Adonai.
Praise God. So that's another thing. You and I both agree that God is still doing miracles today, that God still heals, and that God has perfect timing. And so that brings me to this next question. In light of everything that's going on in the world, should we be in fear?
No, we shouldn't.
Amen.
If I have one big fear in going, being a messianic ministry in some shape or form and being a Jewish believer, it'll be 38 years this month, is just the division that's coming through the mess, that's been through the messianic movement in the churches.
Yeah.
That's the fear I have. It's like, if we can all unite, push aside politics and unite, we all have the same goal, the same cause, and that's bringing the gospel of Yeshua to the world.
Amen.
In the Messianic movement, I've been there. I've seen the divisions. And my deepest hope and dream is that when as my kids get older, everyone will come together. The missions serve a purpose. The congregations serve a purpose. The church serves a purpose. If we can all get together, the power of God will be so strong and we'll see great things. Mm. As long as we let division continue to reign among us, we're being held back.
Absolutely. Well, before we end our time together, Ron, is there anything you'd like us to be praying for you, your family, anything?
Yeah, you can pray for my family. My oldest will be heading to college in a year, so that's a transition as we get ready to make that change. And also, there's transition in the congregation I attend, as our rabbi is getting to a point he wants to retire. So we need prayer that all this goes well, that as Daniel goes to college, he will adapt well, and as his siblings follow him. And also that Simchat Israel will grow stronger through transition and do the right thing, select the right next leader. I heard Shmuel Oppenheim last week say that there aren't that many young people out there, that many people wanting to be rabbis. And I pray that we can use prayer that God will raise up a whole new generation, not only of Messianic rabbis, but Messianic rabbis on fire for Yeshua and wanting to see the Jewish people come to know their Messiah.
May it be so in the name of Yeshua. Yes. Amen. Amen. Well, Ron, this has been delightful. I really am so excited that you've shared a little bit of your story with me and the listeners, and I pray God's blessings on you, and I hope that we can stay in touch and maybe we can chat again sometime in the future.
I'd be more than honored to, and I look forward to the day we can all see each other again in person.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much. God bless you, and shalom for now.
You too, Ethel. Thank you.
Sure. Shalom.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed my interview with Ron Gittleman. If you missed any part of this, it will be on iTunes podcasts within a day. Also, you can find it on my Bagels and Blessings Facebook page as well. And now, here's Ted Pierce with Who Has Ascended.
Who has ascended into heaven and descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has bound up the waters as a garment? Who has established the ends of the earth? What is his name and what is his son's name? Tell me if you can tell.
Call him at the Loha, Tufa Magen. those who put their trust in him.
And now, here's Carlos Perdomo, No Greener Grass.
Adonai is knowledge for gaining full and righteous life. The fear of Adonai is wisdom to fully bless the Holy One. Do not let grace and truth leave you. Bind them all around your neck. I used to think the grass was greener, greener on the other side. Now I want to follow Jesus. Yeshua is the breath of life. My whole being despised reproof. I ignored what my teacher said. I didn't listen to their words. Wisdom's calling and is now raising her voice on the heights along the road. I used to think the grass was greener, greener on the other side. Now I want to walk with Jesus. Yeshua is the breath of life. Wisdom is better than pearls. Nothing you want can compare with her. Do not let grace and truth lead you. Bind them all around your neck. I used to think the grass was greener.
This is Carlos Perdomo, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.
He's coming again. Here's Joshua Aaron.
Asher haya ve'huve ve'yavo, who was and is and is to come. My Savior came, gave his life for me, and I know he's coming back to bring me home. I know he's coming again. I know He's coming again. Yes, I know He's coming again. I know He's coming again. Oh, He's coming again. He's coming again. Again, then we'll sing some more. We'll keep on singing till He comes again, until we reach the golden shores. We'll keep on singing till He comes again, then we'll sing some more. We'll keep on singing till He comes again. Then we'll sing forevermore. Yes, we know He's coming again. Yes, we know He's coming again. We know. He's coming again.
Yivarech Echa Adonai Vayishmorecha Yahir Adonai Panav Alecha Vikunecha Yes, Adonai, Panav Alecha, V'yasem Lecha, Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.